Hi, I'm Greg Barr, Senior Pastor of St. Matthew's Baptist Church. For nearly 7 years, I've looked forward to connecting with you by radio each Sunday morning. But I'm excited to tell you that there are even easier ways to worship with us. For example, you can join us on Facebook Live at 10:30 Sunday mornings and worship with us as we live stream the service. Or through Facebook, you can watch the service during the week whenever it's convenient for you. You'll find information on our website, www.smbclouisville.org. At the bottom of the page, you'll see an icon which links to Facebook. And we're working on some even easier ways to help you connect more in the weeks ahead. We'll be announcing these on Facebook and on Twitter, where I'm at SMBCGreg. Thanks again for listening. I look forward to being back with you soon.
Welcome to Experiencing God's Love, a ministry of St. Matthew's Baptist Church. This morning, David Girard has our message. It's entitled, The Righteous Brothers and Sisters. Now from St. Matthew's Baptist Church, here's the praise team and band with Come As You Are.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let the rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner.
I received a card from a friend thanking me for some ministry to her family. And the card concluded with this statement: "You are a righteous person, Mr. Girard." Wow. I must say, I was taken aback. Me, righteous? I'm not so sure. Would my wife and my children say that? What about the people I work with? My closest friends? The people who know me best? Maybe more like Paul, chief of sinners. Well, later that week, I wrote this in my journal. I think that is probably true, but not in the sense that she meant it, in that we usually think about being righteous. If I am righteous, and I believe I am, it is because of Jesus and in spite of me. Ever since I became a Christian at the age of 9 years old, I was taught to think of myself as a sinner saved by grace. And to kind of to frame up my life as someone who, no matter how hard I tried, I would always be falling short this side of heaven. And so the focus for me was on my sin and on my need for a Savior, both of which are certainly true. But in 1998, a good friend gave me a book that began to challenge the idea of sinners saved by grace as the primary identity for a Christian. And as I read this book, it began to change the way I thought about myself, as well as the way I thought about this whole issue of righteousness. Victory Over the Darkness was written by Neil Anderson, a professor of theology and also a pastor. And on page 45, this is what he says. God doesn't call you a sinner. He calls you a saint. Why not identify yourself for who you really are? A saint who occasionally sins. Now, I don't know about you, but there's something that seems a bit presumptuous thinking of myself as a saint, as someone who is righteous. Again, much better. I think that being thought of as a sinner saved by grace is a safer place to be. It's a lot less arrogant. But as Leo Durocher once said, it ain't bragging if it's true. And according to the Bible, it's true. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. That's a familiar verse for most of us, and there's a couple of things that I would like to point out about it. First of all, it's a done deal. These are present realities, not future promises. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are, right now, new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. Right now, it's already happened. So that's the first thing. The second thing I would say is important is that we not stop reading too soon. Because the five words that follow this very familiar verse are very, very important. All this is from God. All of this is from God. And then if we read a little further down, I don't have a slide for this, but the chapter actually concludes with this verse. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So as we ponder our own righteousness, it's important that we remember the source. This is about God's goodness. It's about God's grace and what God has done for us and made possible for us through Jesus. It's not about our goodness. It's not about our performance. And Paul makes that very clear in his letter to the Christians at Philippi. He says this. He says, I give it all up, everything, whatever it is, I give it up. I count it all as loss so that I might gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God. You see, as followers of Jesus, Jesus' goodness becomes our goodness. Our righteousness results from His righteousness. Remembering that protects us from pride. It protects us from arrogance. It protects us from turning the pursuit of righteousness into a performance art. Or as Paul would say, thinking that somehow we can become righteous and earn our salvation through our good works. Paul makes it clear that is not the case. We are righteous in Christ. And then he gives us a beautiful word picture of what it looks like. In Colossians chapter 3, the very beginning, Paul says this, "For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God." Now, this is one of those places in the Bible where there is imagery and there is meaning that we will often miss without the help of someone else, a scholar, someone like, who for me, William Barclay is somebody I really like to read. And this is what Barclay says. Barclay says that in the early days, in early Christians, they thought of baptism as being a spiritual death, burial, and resurrection. An idea that we very much hold to here at St. Matthew's, where almost all of our baptisms include the phrase, buried with Christ in death, raised to walk in newness of life. Here's the interesting thing. In ancient times, when a person died and they were buried, the Greeks commonly spoke of that person as being hidden in the earth. So for the Christians, once you become a follower of Jesus and you are in Christ, you are hidden in Christ. And baptism pictures this perfectly because the person goes into the water, completely into the water. The water surrounds them. It completely envelops them. If the baptism is in a lake or a pond, you can't even see them. They are completely hidden from sight. And so for the early Christians, the very act of baptism wrapped a person around with Christ. And they became completely hidden in Christ. This is the picture that Paul is trying to paint and the idea that he's trying to get across when he says, you died and your life is now hidden in Christ with God. It's like the old song says, I wear his robe of righteousness. He took my rags of sin. And when that happens, when you and I give our lives to Jesus and put our trust in Him and become our lives become hidden in Him, some amazing things become true about you and me. Let's look at just a few. You are the light of the world. Not you will be, you are right now the light of the world. You are a dwelling place for God. God's Spirit lives in you right now. You are God's workmanship, created to do God's work right now. You are a child of God, familiar verse from 1 John. You have the mind of Christ. And the last one we look at is this. Paul said this in Romans. You are free from condemnation. These are just a few of the many places in Scripture that speak to the person you become the moment you put your faith in Jesus and your life becomes hidden with Christ. Now, you may have noticed I put an exclamation point after each one of them. That's because these are amazing things. They're amazing things. But here's what's even more amazing. They're true right now. They're true right now about you and about me. We are righteous in every way in God's eyes when our lives are hidden in Christ. Now, does that mean we're perfect? No. No, we still sin. I mean, we still do things. We say things. We think things that are not in keeping with who we truly are. And so we find ourselves when, you know, we have to say, I'm sorry, I don't know why I said that. I don't know why I did that. That's not who I really am. Anybody ever had to say that? I've had to say it many times. But when that happens, when we do sin, it's because we have momentarily forgotten who we are. We've momentarily forgotten that we are God's children. And so just for a moment, we have acted out of character. That's why Anderson says, think of yourself as a saint. But, you know, you are going to occasionally sin. This morning, I want to challenge you to begin to think and to see yourself as God sees you. And to understand that far from being just a matter of semantics, how you see yourself, how you think about yourself, it makes a difference in how you live your life. Anderson says, a productive Christian behavior system is the byproduct of a solid Christian belief system, not the other way around. In other words, how you see yourself, how you think about yourself, it's going to make a difference in how you live your life. I have a good friend whose Twitter feed leads with the fact that he is a follower of Jesus. Underneath his picture, this is what it says: Christian, husband, father of three, University of Louisville Cardinal fan. Now, everything about this man flows from the fact that he is a follower of Jesus. Except I know some of you would say that part about being the Louisville Cardinal fan. I get that. But simply put, how you see yourself, how you think about yourself, makes a difference in how you act. And that's why Paul says what he says in his letter to the Colossians. Again, picking up with chapter 3. These are some verses that Joyce has read earlier, I think. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. He takes it farther, beginning with verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all of these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Paul is saying, you are God's chosen. You are holy. You are dearly loved. Now go live like that. Go live like that. It's the same thing I tell our children all the time. Let what you believe make a difference in how you behave. Because belief and behavior go together. Early this month, Mary Dennison invited me to come by Christian Academy on a Tuesday afternoon and do some magic for her fourth graders. Well, Tuesday is normally kind of a casual day for me. I may not shave, and I may dress down a little bit. Jeans, maybe as the weather gets nicer, I'll be wearing shorts, no socks. But on this particular day, knowing what lay ahead, cleaned up, dressed up a little bit. Now, it just so happens that the Louisville Magic Club was meeting that night. As a past president of the club and as someone who thinks of themselves as a leader in the local magic scene, I always try to carry myself as professionally as possible when I'm around those guys and gals. That was on my mind, too, as I got ready that morning. Now, understand, I'm not pretending to be somebody that I'm not. I am a professional magician. That's how I see myself. But how I see myself and what I believe about myself affected how I carried myself that day. And so it is with the follower of Jesus. That's why Paul says what he says. That's why it's so important for you and me as followers of Jesus to lead with the fact that we are children of God, and to let our identity as saints, righteous in Christ, be the starting point for everything about who we are and how we live. I want to show you something this morning. I've asked my friend Wally Bell to help me. I'm going to show you something that is going to change the way you see me. And all you have to do is do exactly what I say. I'm going to ask you to stare into the center of the spiral. I'm going to count backwards from 10. And when I get to 0, I want you to look at my nose. Choir, you're going to be looking at Wally's nose. All right, don't look anywhere else. Look right in the center of the spiral. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, keep looking, don't look away, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, look at my nose. Did it happen? Let's try it again. Look right in the center, we're going to go the other way. You know the rules. Don't look away. It won't work if you look away. You got to look right there. You got to continue to focus on the center of the circle. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Look at my nose. That should have taken it the other way. Whichever way it took it the first time, that should have taken it the other way. Isn't that crazy? So looking at the spiral, focusing on the center of the spiral, changed the way you saw me. In the same way, if we will focus on Jesus, and if we will make Jesus the center of our lives, in the center of our attention, it will change how we see ourselves. We will begin to see ourselves as God sees us. Righteous, saints in Christ, heirs to all of the riches and the power and the goodness and the grace of God. And that in turn will make a difference in how we live. You will be able to choose loving over lusting, trusting over trying, serving over being served. Christ-centeredness will replace self-centeredness. Christ-consciousness will replace self-consciousness. You will begin to live like the person God says you are. The old will be gone, the new will have come, as you live into the reality of being a new creation. So this morning, I call for the question, will you continue to see yourself primarily as a sinner, caught in an endless cycle of good intentions that seem to always come up short? Or will you today begin to see yourself as God sees you, righteous in Christ, and begin to live into that reality? Let's pray. God, I have to admit this morning that too often I see myself in a lesser light than you do. And my guess is there are a lot of other people here this morning who would probably say the same thing. Like the song says, Satan is a liar. And he wants to make us think that we're paupers when he knows himself. We're children of the King. So God, I pray that this morning you would help us begin to see ourselves differently, to see ourselves as you see us and begin to live into that reality. And help us understand that the key to having that happen is to keep our focus on Jesus and to become hidden in Christ. May your spirit be at work now. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Greg Barr, Senior Pastor of St. Matthew's Baptist Church. For nearly 7 years, I've looked forward to connecting with you by radio each Sunday morning. But I'm excited to tell you that there are even easier ways to worship with us. For example, you can join us on Facebook Live at 10:30 Sunday mornings and worship with us as we live stream the service. Or through Facebook, you can watch the service during the week whenever it's convenient for you. You'll find information on our website, www.smbclouisville.org. At the bottom of the page, you'll see an icon which links to Facebook. And we're working on some even easier ways to help you connect more in the weeks ahead. We'll be announcing these on Facebook and on Twitter, where I'm at SMBC Greg. Thanks again for listening. I look forward to being back with you soon.
Listening to Experiencing God's Love, a ministry of St. Matthew's Baptist Church. This morning, you may have reached a decision concerning your relationship with God, or you may want to find spiritual guidance for your life. Contact us this week at 502-896-8882 or online at smbclouisville.org. St. Matthew's Baptist Church is conveniently located at 3515 Grandview Avenue, between Breckenridge and Cannons Lanes. Join us for worship in person this morning. Bible study for all ages at 9:15, followed by worship at 10:30. If that's not possible, then join us here next week at 7 for Experiencing God's Love. from St. Matthew's Baptist Church, where we're loving and leading people into a growing relationship with Jesus.